This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. As Israel's ground incursion into Gaza continues, diplomats continue pushing for a ceasefire, while Israel's government is determined to continue the siege of the embattled enclave. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
In a speech to the UN Security Council, the head of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said the death toll in Gaza is rising at an alarming rate.
A child is killed every 10 minutes in Gaza.
French President Emmanuel Macron pushed for a ceasefire and urged other leaders to join his call. Macron told the BBC there was no justification for Israel's ongoing bombing. However, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the responsibility for any harm to civilians lied with Hamas. I'm Karen Chamas.
Donald Trump is pushing for his federal election interference trial in Washington to be televised. Federal court rules prohibit broadcasting proceedings, but the Associated Press and other news organizations say the unprecedented case of a former president standing trial on accusations that he tried to subvert the will of the voters warrants making an exception. The Justice Department argues that the judge overseeing the case doesn't have the authority to ignore the longstanding nationwide policy against cameras in federal courtrooms. House Speaker Mike Johnson has unveiled his proposal to avoid a partial government shutdown next week by extending government funding for some agencies and programs until January 19th and continuing funding for others until February 2nd. Generally, lawmakers extend funding until a certain date for all programs. Johnson decided to go with the combination approach, addressing concerns from GOP lawmakers who want to avoid being presented with a massive spending bill just before the holidays, as has often occurred in the past. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. Dozens of Chinese ships chased and encircled Philippine vessels Friday in the latest confrontation in the South China Sea. The Philippines and its ally, the United States, reacted. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
At the height of Friday's face-off, a Chinese Coast Guard ship blasted a water cannon towards a Philippine motorboat, delivering food and other supplies to Filipino forces on a scuttled, rusting warship that serves as the country's fragile territorial outpost at Second Thomas Shoal. In a statement, the U.S. State Department said the United States stands with the Philippines in the face of China's repeated harassment in the South China Sea. The statement said that China's actions are inconsistent with international law and follow a pattern of dangerous operational behavior in the region. Speaking in Manila Saturday, Philippine Coast Guard Admiral Ronnie Gilgavin responded to China's actions.
The Philippine Coast Guard condemns, once again, the China Coast Guard's unprovoked act of coercion and dangerous maneuvers against a legitimate and routine Philippine rotation and resupply mission.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Supporters of the Palestinians have marched peacefully through central London as right-wing counter-protesters clashed with police after a week of angry debate over whether to permit the demonstration on a day when Britain honored its war dead. Tensions have been fueled by Home Secretary Suella Braverman's comments earlier this week in which she characterized pro-Palestinian demonstrations as, quote, hate marches and called for Saturday's event to be blocked out of respect for Armistice Day. Danish drug maker Novo Nordisk says the heart protective benefits of its widely popular Wegovy obesity treatment are due to more than just weight loss, according to new data presented at a major medical meeting on Saturday. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Novo had released early data in August, which showed Wegovy reduced incidence of heart attack, stroke, or death from heart disease by 20%. It's been shown to help patients lose an average of 15% of their weight. Now, the full results from the drug maker's SELECT trial are out. And researchers say they show Wegovy reduced the risk of a non-fatal heart attack by 28% and heart-related death by 15% compared to a placebo. Novo said the cardiovascular benefits appeared before patients started losing weight, which could mean heart protection was not purely due to weight loss.
Angela Johnston from Reuters. U.S. European Command says a U.S. military aircraft has gone down over the eastern Mediterranean Sea. The command says the aircraft crashed while conducting training operations. It says the cause is under investigation, but there are no indications of any hostile activity involved. The command says that out of respect for the families affected, no other information would be released on personnel involved. It wasn't immediately clear what military service the aircraft belonged to. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope.